joining us right now to discuss how the COVID pandemic has impacted his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So, first off, what are the latest numbers in the city of Brockton right now?
Yeah, so unfortunately our death count has increased, Dan. We're up to 518 deaths in the city of Brockton attributed to COVID-19, and that's tragic. The current active cases have decreased, which is a positive sight. We're at 583 current active cases as of today. Total cases overall, we're at 28,635 cases. So, you know, we're still working diligently with our healthcare providers, the hospitals in Brockton and Neighborhood Health Center, and you know, we'll continue to be diligent and vigilant to continue to fight COVID and really advocate to get boosters.
And I also have to ask, how are the hospitals coping right now?
Yeah, the census numbers are starting to go down, which is really, really promising. You know, the Good Samaritan Medical Center, Brockton Hospital, and the VA Hospital, the three in the city of Brockton. So, you know, we have standing calls every week, and we've been doing that since COVID started. So, the good news is, you know, it is starting to go down, which is great. The census numbers, the people that are inpatients, but there are still sick people there. You know, there's still some people in the ICU. So, you know, we have to continue to just do what we need to do in terms of try to protect the general population. We've acquired a bunch of test kits from, you know, we purchased $250,000 worth. We got a ton from Plymouth County, our friends at Plymouth County, and I want to thank the commissioners and the treasurer. And then we also got some from Brockton Neighborhood Health Center that were federal allotments. So we're giving those out, we're dispersing those, and, you know, it's still here. It's all still hands on deck here in the city of Champion.
Now, there have been some National Guard troops dispatched to the hospitals. Are they still there, how long do you think they're going to be there?
Yeah, to my knowledge, they are still here. They've really been a wonderful addition to the dedicated men and women. And that's something I just want to reiterate, that the brave men and women that are going to work every day in the hospitals, in nursing homes, and adult daycare facilities, you know, they're just awesome people. So National Guard, thanks to the governor, they have been here to help. And, you know, we welcome the help. And I know the hospitals are very appreciative of that. They've told me that.
Now, I also wanted to ask, what is the latest situation with the schools right now?
Yeah, so again, because of the blizzard, I mean, we were really in the bullseye of that blizzard over the weekend, and, you know, 25 over almost 26 inches of snow, and some drift in my own driveway was 5 feet. We measured it, my kids and I. So we did close school, of course, on Monday. We had to do a one-hour delay on Tuesday so we could continue to clear the sidewalks. But today was a half day. It was an enrichment for the teachers, so Brockton Public Schools was a half day. But Superintendent and Thomas and I already spoke today, and you know, we'll continue to just be advocates for the students and the staff at the Brockton Public Schools and any educational facility in the city of Brockton.
And no, so are there issues? Are there still face mask requirements in place? Things like that?
Yes, they still are. The city buildings and of course the schools as well. DESE, Department of Education, had pushed that off. Continue that. So it does. You know, it does still stay in place. And you know, the dedicated school nurses, they have test kits there. Brockton Public Schools are loaded with test kits, and you know, it's just continuing. And you know, Dr. Rick Herman, who you know is my medical consultant, and he said it's something we're probably going to be living with for a long period of time. But we'll just have to continue to do what we need to do, roll up the sleeves, get the job done, and really stress, if you haven't got vaccinated, please consider it. Shaw Center, Dan, is still a regional facility, DPH, and it's hosted by Brewster Ambulance. It's still up here in Brockton. It's the Shaw Center. They do booster shots, first and second shots.
Now, you talked a little bit about last week's storm, and of course, now tomorrow we're waiting for some freezing rain and sudden sleet and all that. Is there any concerns with the city with this?
Well, you know what we did last week? We planned for the worst, we hoped for the best, and we kind of got in the middle. Good thing in Brockton, we only lost power to 141 houses, but they were brought back up within an hour. And I know a lot of your listeners throughout the county really suffered greatly with power outages. But, you know, when you're talking about sleet and you know, snow, if it's going to be heavy, you know, it could damage the power line. So, you know, we're working with, we have a dedicated liaison for National Grid, and we've been talking to Eversource. So, you know, we'll pre-treat the roads like we always do to make sure it's going to be, you know, a nice coat, a nice base there before it actually accumulates. But it looks like it's going to be, you know, pretty small. But if it's icy, you know, we want to make sure that we have safe streets in the city.
Now, something else I wanted to talk to you about, something we just reported on a little while ago. Of course, Governor Charlie Baker said he would support a commutation for William Allen. I was wondering if I could get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, I actually know attorney Chris McDonald, who has been his attorney. We grew up together on the same street in Ward 2 in Brockton. She's a wonderful lawyer, a wonderful person. So, you know, I know the story about Mr. Allen. I know how long he's been in prison. I also, my heart goes out for the loss of the family that suffered the loss. So, again, much like what governors are allowed to do, you know, it'll be up to the determination of Governor Baker. But I do know that, you know, Mr. Allen has been serving a long period of time, and that attorney Chris McDonald has truly been an advocate. So I'll see, you know, I'll have to see what the governor decides within his responsibilities as governor of the Commonwealth.
Now, something a little happier I wanted to talk to you about. Earlier this week, there was an African-American flag raising.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Of course, February is Black History Month, and we hoisted historically the first African-American flag at City Hall. We had to do it inside because of the weather. We've done a lot of firsts this year. We did the transgender flag. We did the pride flag. We did the African-American flag to kick off Black History Month. And about 200 people showed up, which was amazing. I want to give a shout-out to two Brockton residents, Jamie Hodges and Jasmine Hodges. They created an African American Association, a recognized nonprofit here in Brockton, and they were here to celebrate. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful event. And we'll continue to honor the history of Brockton, and any appropriate flag raising or ceremonials, we'll continue to do that.
And another milestone, also a Brockton resident turned 100.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I've given out two different citations within the last week, two different people that have turned 100 a century. And one of them, I went over to Connemara, where she lives, the former Emanuel House, and one of her friends is 103. So longevity is great in some of these folks. And I'm going to another one next week. Sister Joan of Arc of the Sisters of Jesus Crucified is turning 100, and they've asked me to come over and recognize her birthday. So really good things, and it's exciting to see. The woman I met with yesterday was telling me about growing up in Germany, and she immigrated here in 1951, and she was telling me about the German aspects of World War II when she was a girl on a farm. And, you know, that's history that you got to capture while people can still advocate for it.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor, but thank you so much for speaking with us, and best of luck this week.
Thanks, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you.